Ezekiel chapter 10. Then I looked, and, in the firmament, sky, crystal dome, that was above the head of the cherubims there appeared over them as a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spoke to the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill your hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house temple when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord Jehovah went up from the cherub, and stood over the threshold of the house temple. And the house temple was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord Jehovah's glory. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaks. And it came to pass, that when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubims. Then he went in, and stood beside the wheels. And one cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims up to the fire that was between the cherubims, and took of it, and put it into the hands of him who was clothed with linen. Who took it, and went out. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, I saw the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was as the color of a beryl blue-green stone. And as for their appearances, the four of them had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides. They did not turn as they went, but to the place toward which the head looked they did not turn as they went. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes all around, even the wheels that the four had. As for the wheels, it was cried to them in my hearing, O wheel. And each one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion. And the fourth the face of an eagle. And the cherubims were lifted up. This is the living creature which I saw by the river of Chebar. And when the cherubims went, the wheels went beside them. And when the cherubims lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also did not turn from beside them. When they stood, these stood. And when they were lifted up, these lifted up themselves also, because the spirit of the living creature was in them. Then the glory of the Lord Jehovah departed from off the threshold of the house temple and stood over the cherubims. And the cherubims lifted up their wings, and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them, and every one stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord Jehovah's house. Temple. And the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. This is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Chebar, and I knew that they were the cherubims. Every one had four faces apiece, and every one four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. And the likeness of their faces was the same faces which I had seen by the river of Chebar, their appearances and themselves. They went each one straight forward.